Monday, October 6th. Box Pop is speaking to you from the campus of the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. More than 3,000 students are gathered for this special broadcast of Box Pop, the voice of the people, with Bart Johnson and Walter Buttermilk-Seltzer. Every week, Bob Johnson interviews the people behind the nation's headlines. The Box Poppers who will conduct tonight's interviews have just come upon the stage, and here is a cheer from the students of the University of Tennessee. That smiling Texan, Park Johnson. Come in, Park.
Thank you, Lowell Blanchard. And folks, before I say anything further, I know that you'll be missing Wally Butterworth tonight, the same as I will. My old sidekick is sick tonight. He's ill in a hospital here in Knoxville. But it's not serious, and he'll be all right in a day or so, and he'll be back with us next week. Now, pinch hitting for Wally tonight will be our southern announcer, that genial fella, Bill Bivens of WBT Charlotte. You'll enjoy him, I know, when you hear him. Well, I think we ought to start off the University of Tennessee broadcast tonight with the man who's the president of the student body. What is your term for it?
Student club.
President of the student body is the way we used to call it.
That's
that
right.
Means the same thing,
that's
doesn't it?
Same thing.
His name is Meek Vaughn. How are you, Mr. Vaughn?
Just fine, thanks, sir.
We're glad to be at Tennessee.
I'm glad to have you here.
Fine. You've got a small bunch of students out here. Tell me, Mr. Vaughn, where's your home?
Covington. Tennessee.
Covington, Tennessee.
Way down western.
What course are you taking?
Agriculture.
Agriculture.
That's right.
They tell me that you've really got one of the best agricultural departments here at the university.
Well, we
in the country. Is that right?
We'll claim it second.
You'll claim it second, huh?
No lower.
Well, among the first three. Guy, tell me why. Why do they call you sheriff? I haven't asked anybody, but I've heard them call you sheriff.
Well, about 4 years before I... Up till the time I came to college, my daddy was sheriff in my home county.
Oh, is that it?
That's right.
You got any leanings in that direction?
Well, I won't say anything.
We'll see. All right. Well, now, Meek, Knoxville has got something. I want to see how observant you've been in your 4 years here in Knoxville at the University of Tennessee. They've got something on their streetcars that no other city in the country has on its streetcars. What is it, you know?
What?
That wouldn't work, Bill.
Meek, do you know what it is? No, I haven't noticed anything else.
You get on the car and you see a little United States mailbox built into the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you know
right on left hand side.
That's right. Well, that wasn't the thing. You haven't observed the things downtown, have you? All right, one more thing here now. Tennessee is called a volunteer state. I know you know why they call it a volunteer state.
Sure.
Tell us.
Volunteered so many men in the Mexican War.
Not only that, but ever since then.
Whenever there's
been a call, Tennessee's been right there. Well, because you didn't answer that first question right, we're going to put you in a little playpen. We're going to put you back in your freshman year. Here's a little playpen and a little toy. Now, pull it over in front of the mic. Now, stand up in front of the mic, Meeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Meeks is standing in a little playpen with a little toy so that he can, if you can get back in good graces, you're all right. Now, two men who were born here play with you as a little engine. Two men who were born in Tennessee are in President Roosevelt's cabinet. Do you know them?
Cordell Hull.
That's one.
I don't know who that means.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Well, I tell you, he's now from my state, Texas, but Jesse Jones, I think, was born in Tennessee. Isn't that right?
I didn't know.
That's right. He's
all
thinking
right.
About his name of Thomas.
All right.
Well, I can't get you out of there yet, can I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's try you on another freshman stunt. What did the mayonnaise say to the refrigerator? Shut the door. I'm dressing.
All right, Mason. All right. Just because you're a good sport, Bromo Seltzer wants you to have this wonderful streamlined six electric razor. Will you bring it out for us?
You're old enough to shave. I know you can't
get
on that.
Yes, sir.
Now, Meeks, a little stunt here. You don't mind a little stunt? Get out of the cage now because I think you're going up to take this. We're going to have four or five students come behind you and say a little line. We want you to guess, and this made quite a hit some little time ago, while we're repeating it. We want you to guess where each of the students is from when you hear them speak. Now, the first of all, tell me your name, but not where you're from.
Barbara Newman.
All right, Barbara, will you read a little something for me, Sloan?
Mrs. Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With cockle shells and silver bells and pretty maids all in a row.
Where is she from?
East Tennessee. Listen to the way she says those eyes.
How about it,
That's right.
East Tennessee, what city?
Knoxville.
Knoxville, Tennessee. All right, fine. Now, here's a young gentleman. Will you give me your name first?
Alva Bain. All right, Mr. Bain. Alva Bain, read a little selection for... Ding dong bell, pushes in the well. Who put her in? Little Tommy Green. Who pulled out? Little Johnny Snout. What a naughty boy was that to try to drown poor pussy cat.
Okay, where's he from?
Eastern Virginia or Maryland?
How about it, sir?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia. Well, you're pretty good on that so far. Now, here's a young lady. Tell me your name, but not where you're from.
Ann Sutherland.
Ann Sutherland. All right, Ann, will you lead a selection for... She's a good-looking girl. That's why you hear whistles, folks. Go ahead, Ann.
Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to look at the queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you there? I frightened a little mouse under the chair.
Where's Miss Ann Sutherland from?
Again, they're from up in Virginia.
You can't hit those apes in a boat.
Is that right, Virginia?
That's right.
Okay, you're pretty good. Thank you, Virginia.
I'm from Tennessee now, though.
Tennessee now, okay.
Yeah.
Another young lady, also very good looking. Tell me your name, please.
Clara Hawkins Perkins.
Okay, Miss Perkins, read that for us. Go right ahead.
Mary had a little lamb. It fleeces white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Oh, boy, I didn't get that. Go ahead.
It followed out of school one day. That was against the rules. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school.
She's from Mississippi.
Is that right? Well, how do you know these things? I bet you knew her ahead of time, did you, or didn't you?
I sure did.
You did. All right, well, we get one that you didn't know. Your name, please?
Dot Wiles.
And read this for him, Miss Wiles.
Multiplication is vexation. Division is as bad. The rule of three perplexes me, and practice drives me mad.
Where's Miss Dot Wiles from?
Alabama.
Are you from Alabama?
Uh-uh.
Where are you from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Well, you missed one. Thank you very much, girls and boys. Now then, Meeks Vaughn. We want you to... You took a shot at that, and you're a pretty good shot at that. But Bomos also wants you to have this 12-gauge double-barreled shotgun and a hunting license, and we hope you have a lot of fun.
You understand?
Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, Laurel. Come in.
Haven't you noticed when you're suffering from a headache that you sometimes feel nervous, irritable, often an upset stomach, too? That's what's known as headache's vicious circle. Why a headache can make you feel so miserable. And it's when you're suffering such a headache that a preparation is needed which gets after all three of these conditions at the same time. Well, Bromo Seltzer has been scientifically designed to do those three important things. You see, Bromo Seltzer contains medically recognized properties which, first, relieve the pain of the headache itself. Second, help calm nerves. Third, help settle upset stomachs. It's because of Bromo Seltzer's three-way action that you get such speedy relief. Feel better so quickly, more alert, both mentally and physically. Of course, if you're troubled with persistent or recurring headaches, you should see your doctor. But for an occasional splitting headache, take Bromo Seltzer and fight those headache miseries three ways at the same time. And okay, Bill Bevins, let's carry on Vox Pop from the University of Tennessee.
Thank you, Lowell Blanchard, and here I have a nice young lady up here, very pretty in a nice black dress, and a brunette and brown eyes. Can I ask your name, please?
Ernestine Haney.
Ernestine, can I call you Ernestine?
Yes.
Is that all right?
That's right.
Where are you from, Ernestine?
Ripley, Mississippi.
Ripley, Mississippi? Well, that's fine. Now, look, what course are you taking here at the University of Tennessee?
Home economics.
You are? And what year?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. Well, you should be very well educated, know a lot of things, and I have some that I'm going to ask you. Here's one that, are you very good at tricky questions?
I don't know, but I'm willing to try.
Well, I won't ask you one then. Here we go. How many times a minute does the average person's heart beat? Can you tell me that?
Well, that all depends on where you are and what you're
doing. Well, before that... Very, very fine, very fine. Well, suppose right now, what would you say on the air here?
Well, it's all according to what I'm doing.
Well, how fast do you think your heart's beating right now?
Oh, gosh, about 100
miles an hour. 100 miles an hour? All right. Suppose you're with the one and only, about how many times?
Oh, 1,000 times an hour.
Well, let me tell you, put you right on it. It's only 18 times a minute, see?
Doesn't seem like more than that.
It does. Well, look, I'll tell you, not that you need it, but you'll have use for it sometime, maybe tonight after the show. We're going to give you a nice makeup kit. Yes, sir, with the compliments of Bromo Seltzer. Very beautiful makeup kit there.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
No, don't you go yet. Now, look, what course are you taking, home economics?
Home economics.
You are? Well, could you tell me a little something about what you took up today? What course? Or
oh,
what the...
food class?
Yeah, in the food class.
Well, I had food today.
What food?
Oh, let me see. I made biscuits.
You made biscuits? Well, fine. Could you tell us how you make biscuits, right? Quick,
oh, now. You put in flour and, this is baking powder and sweet milk and it's the sauce and, I believe the sauce.
Well, then you put them in the sauce?
Yes,
well,
I
that's
think
good.
So.
Well, look, in order that you're going to have plenty of time to make biscuits, in order that you can make some nice biscuits, here's 25 pounds of flour for you to take home with you. somebody hold it for her, will you? All right, now, Miss Haney, one more little thing for you to do. It's a pretty good little stunt. Can you sing?
Oh, yes.
You can sing? All right, let me hold your makeup, kid, because you have a nice job to do. You make up your laundry when? On Monday night,
Monday
usually.
Day.
Well, that's fine. We'd like you to recite and sing at the same time your laundry list to the tune of Swanee River. Here it is now. We have your laundry list from your roommate. She gave it to us. So now, will you sing it to the tune of Swanee River?
You really want me to try to sing this?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, gosh. Darky color skirt, waist and knees. Darky shirt and girdle. Underwear, cuffs, neck ties, bed springs. I don't believe I have that many clothes.
Yeah, that's all right. You're very fine, and we want you to have this beautiful leather sports jacket now for singing that little song. Thank you very much. Now.
Okay.
All right, Clark.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, Bill, you can't get ahead of me. There's a lot of good-looking girls around here, but I have one with me who's, almost black hair, dark eyes. She's got a pretty little rose in her hair, and she's got a smile on her lips. I don't know just what that means, but she's Miss Alma Mount. Where are you from, Miss Mount?
Statesboro, Georgia.
Oh, down there in sort of Middle East Georgia, huh?
Yes, sir.
What class you in?
I'm a senior in home ed.
Senior in home economics.
Yes.
Well, the home economics, that is another department that is unknown all over this country. Is that why you came here?
Yes, it's second best home ec senior.
Now, that's the second best. Well, yeah. I would think it would be the first best.
Well, Ames, I think, so as it be.
You do? Well, all right. We want to know. You're a very honest young lady. Why did you come to the University of Tennessee?
Well, I wanted home ec, and this is one of the best schools in the South.
That was the main reason. No boyfriends or anything up here.
No,
sir.
I didn't know anybody when I first came.
Okay, well, now, when you graduate here, you get an AB degree or a BS degree or something like that, but when you graduate in home ec, what do you get?
MIS, I hope. You know, music.
Oh, yeah. You hope, huh? Okay, but honestly, seriously, what is the degree?
BSAC, and that's Smith U certificate.
Okay, well, I think something that you may need if you're looking for that MRS degree is this cook stove. It's a little secondhand and a little worn, but I think it'll cook all right. Leave it right there because, there's one leg missing. yeah, that's all right. There's one leg missing, but you don't mind that, do you?
No, sir.
Miss Malte, Tennessee is, as you, of course, here know, is the university is located on a beautiful hill. It's really one of the most beautiful campuses we've ever seen. Now, on that campus somewhere is a place called Hello Walk. What is that? Will you tell us?
Well, that's the walk between the biology building and the White Oak CA.
What's it for?
Well, everybody that goes on that walk is supposed to speak to everybody else.
Have you had any need of it?
Well,
a girl from Statesboro, Georgia has to walk on Hello Walk. I don't believe a word of it.
No, sir, I don't have to, but some other people do.
No, it's a good idea, that, isn't it? Some others do, huh? Well, now here's a little home ec warm-up exercise for you. You buy meat by the pound. You know that?
Yes.
All right, what do you buy by the bale?
Hay.
All right, what do you buy by the crate?
Oranges.
What do you buy by the jug?
Mountain Dew.
No, I was talking about molasses and syrup and don't you?
Yes,
no, that was,
sir.
I'm surprised at you. What? Anyway.
Well, that's all I'm interested
in. Anyway, I think you deserve a little reward right here, and I think you're going to like this one. Something to be of use to you a little bit sooner than the old soap. It's an evening dress, black and white, which just fits your style of beauty.
Oh,
how do you like it?
It's awfully pretty. Oh.
Well, I think it is myself. I wish I were younger and could take you to a dance.
Thank you.
Well, that's for the compliments of Romo Seltz, our sponsor. Now, from your experience and observation, Miss Mount... never mind, he's just going to put it over there. You get it after it's over. From your experience and observation, how many times do you think that the average person falls in love?
Oh, it varies. It's different people. Some people don't fall in love at once, and some of them just in there all the time.
You've been in love, I know. Now, I want you to assume that you were in love with a young gentleman and that you found somebody else you love more, and it became necessary to break the engagement. I've asked one of our friends here from the university to come up and play the jilted suitor. Now, you are to tell him in a nice ladylike way that it's all off. Now, would you get in front over here and tell me first who you are?
Look up. Lapsley Hope.
Where from?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You're the jilted suitor. Go ahead, Miss Mount, and do your work.
Well, Lapsley, I don't think that we get along so good together, so I just don't think we ought to get married.
But, Alma, we've been going together for years and years and
years. Yes, I know, but we're just not the same type. We don't like the same things.
We were voted the best-looking couple on the campus, and the draft is coming up.
Oh, well, no, I just don't think the women...
Oh, but, Alma, I've got to get married. The draft will get me.
We'll get you some other girl. There's more girls here than the old boys, so they say.
Oh, this will kill me, Alma. You won't give up.
Well, there's your ring, so you just take that.
Oh,
wow.
This kills me.
Well, I think that was swell, and I think you'd do it like a perfect lady. Now, just for that, here comes a little excitement. You know Glenn Miller?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, he opened last night in the Cafe Rouge at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. And right now, Bromo Seltzer has arranged a phone call for you direct to Glenn Miller in New York. Have you got Glenn Miller?
Yeah.
Miss Mount, Mr. Miller.
Hello. Mr. Miller! Oh! Yes, I think it'd be more fun though if you would come down here so I could see you in person. I might get you a little better. Sir? Well, why don't you come down here and play for Nay Haley?
Whatever that is.
Oh, they're next winter. They're here and I'll show them next winter. I'd love to.
Don't you think we'd better let her go off in a corner and talk to her?
Yes, sir. Oh, I
love it's getting a little bit warm.
So now, wait a minute. I've got to go off. I don't want
to... Okay, well, she's off in the corner talking to Glenn Miller. Okay, Bill Bevin, you're next.
All right, Parks, and here I have a freshman from the University of Tennessee. Will you come up here, please? A lot of excitement here. That Glenn Miller call has excited the young lady a lot. Look, what's your name here?
Well, which name do you want?
Well, I asked you your own name then.
Well, I got three of them.
Three of them? Let me have all three of them then.
Well, William Bingham Fowler Jr.
William Bingham Fowler Jr.
Yep.
Where are you from, Bill?
Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee?
Yeah, you know, just north of Mississippi.
Just north of Mississippi, that's fine. Look, what class are you in here?
Well, I'm a freshman just for 1 year.
Yeah, I know that. I just want to see if you'd admit it now. And what course are you starting in on?
Engineering.
Engineering. Well, that's mighty fine. Look, I saw you on the other side of the stage a moment ago, and now here you are on this side. How do you get around so fast here, Bill?
I don't know. I don't think that was me. I'm a twin, you know. I got another half of me.
You are? Well, look, tell me this. You and your twin brother go to school here together?
Yes, sir.
What was it? Same courses?
Yes, sir.
Is that when you ever fight over girls, the same girls, or anything like that?
No, sir. See, we have different likes and dislikes.
How about your gal? How are you getting along with your gal?
Well, the one I used to have is getting married.
She is. Well, look, I've got something for you, then. Look.
Not to me.
Not to you. Who to? Oh, well, that's all right. You don't have to mention that, but you're going to be doing a lot of reading this winter now, sitting at home by yourself since she's left you. And we want you to have this nice desk lamp here, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's mighty nice, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, Bill, look here. Let me ask you something else. You're going to be a civil engineer.
Yes,
is that
sir?
Right? You should know a lot of answers to nice questions here. What instructor here at the University of Tennessee uses a dummy in teaching? Uses a dummy in teaching.
Most all of them have dummies in their classes.
Is that right? Well, I'll give you the answer there. It's a football coach there, Bill. You ought to know that. Do you go into athletics at all?
A little bit.
Well, look, I'll tell you this. I understand that you have a nice way of talking. I've learned that since we started this interview here a moment ago. And I'm going to ask you to pronounce a few common words in your natural manner, just if you were in an ordinary conversation. Let's play like we're in a conversation. I'll spell the word for you. Pipe. P-I-P. How would you say it?
Pipe.
Ice. I-C-E.
Ice.
Or suppose it came to all. A-double-L.
All.
Is that what you say? How about right? R-I-G-H-T.
Right.
How about life? L-I-F-E.
Life.
Is that what you were doing? Look, now, you're going to be a civil engineer, and I tell you what we want you to have. It's going to be a lot of walking to do. I want to blindfold you here, if you don't mind, and let you reach out for your prize. It's a mighty nice prize. Hold him there, fellas. Now, reach out, Bill. An old-time plug mule. Bill, what do you think of your prize there?
Well, that makes two jackasses in the family now.
All right, Bill, that's marvelous. Look, now, you're such a good guy. Bromo Seltzer wants you to have this nice tuxedo. Boys, can you bring the tuxedo for Bill Fowler? It's coming up here. You can do a lot of dancing here, and maybe you can win yourself another girl with this tuxedo with all the dancers.
It might help.
All right, fine. There's your tuxedo, and thanks a lot, Bill. All right, Clark.
Okay, and what a mule that was. To find out if he wants to sell a mule, I could use that down in Texas. Folks, if you're often under a nervous strain, this letter from Annie Clark of Los Angeles, California, may stand you in good stead. He writes, I recently retired from schoolwork, and during examination, I was often troubled with bad headaches and upset stomachs. I can certainly praise Bromo Seltzer for the way that it relieves the pain and also helped my stomach to feel normal again.
And millions of people know that every word Miss Clark wrote is true. So successful is Bromo Seltzer in fighting headache miseries, many families have written that they have used it for three entire generations. The next time your head is throbbing and your nerves have gone haywire and your stomach feels upset, take Bromo Seltzer according to directions on the label. See what a difference it makes when you take a preparation that works on the head, nerves, and stomach all at the same time.
Yes, and this week, the druggists of the nation are celebrating Nationally Advertised Brands Week. This is an opportunity for you to get acquainted with your druggist. Call on him tonight, won't you? And now let's hear You Are My Sunshine from Smiling Eddie and his mountain boys right down to the Smokies.
The other night, dear, valley season, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken. Never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Well, I'm lucky tonight. I have another young lady. She's tall, athletic looking, and blonde. Tell me your name.
Frankie Snow.
Where from, Miss Snow?
Missouri.
What part of Missouri?
Charleston, Missouri, and that meal makes me home.
Oh, boy, does it bad, does it? What course are you taking here?
I'm majoring in physical education.
Well, you look like you might be. Yeah, you are different at that. But that's not very useful in connection with home economics, they tell me sometimes. I don't know.
You
isn't it nice to be able to throw a left and a right occasionally?
Oh, sure.
You're not taking boxing at all.
Yes, sir.
That mule said you made your homesick for Missouri.
Yeah.
Would a mule, now let me ask you something. You know about mules?
Mm-hmm.
Would a mule have a long mane like a horse if he didn't clip it?
Uh-huh.
He really would?
Yes, sir.
And would he have a bushy tail like a horse if he didn't clip it?
No, not quite as bushy.
But it would be bushy?
Uh-huh.
All right. I just want to know if you knew anything about it. Is it a horse or a mule that squeals before it kicks?
Oh,
both of them warned you. Both of them?
Both of them.
Both of them do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, without any warning at all right here, just because you're familiar with the mules and stuff like that, we want you to have a couple of concert tickets for your concert here all during the season at Duke. Grace Moore, I think, is going to be here, and Fritz Preisler.
Thank you.
Two tickets for each of those things. Now, Miss Snow. Yeah, we're going to educate you. I understand that... University of Tennessee is the first coeducational college in the United States. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
What you think.
And what, who and what is a co-ed?
Just one of the girls.
Now, wait a minute. If it's coeducational, wouldn't a man be a co-ed as well as a girl?
No, that's not the way it is.
Oh, that isn't the way it's done, huh?
Are
you a pretty good sport?
I think so.
Pretty good sport. All right, I'm going to ask one of your football players to come over here and go into competition with this athletic young lady. Now, we're calling Jim Aurelia, who is fullback on the University of Tennessee team.
That great team, which has won 34 of its last 35 games. Mm-hmm. I don't think a college in the country can say that.
No.
Now, Jim and you are going to stand side by side. Each one of you will have two pies. And I want to get a freshman in the audience. Is there a freshman out there that will take a chance for a $5 bill? You will? All right. Which one of you? All right. Now, the freshman will stand over there with a target in front of him. You get a throw, and then Jim or Rita get a throw, and then you get a throw, and he gets one. We want to see which one of you is the better forward passer. Will you line up over there, and you take your first throw, Miss Snow, while I tell the crowd what happened? And who is the freshman? Have you got his name? Well, anyway, he's too busy now getting ready to duck. He cannot move his feet. All right, let's fly, Miss Snow. She throws left-handed. Let go with the pie. Right at it. She's right in the middle of the target. I know that freshman is glad. All right, Jimmy, let's see what you can do. All right, Jimmy. Oh, he got him in the face. Evidently, he worked too hard last Saturday down at Duke. All right, Jimmy Snow. Wham! Another bullseye. Jimmy, you got to do better than you did last time. Whoop! He missed him entirely. Okay, come here, Miss Snow. You're a good sport, and you really are an athletic sort of a girl. So you get two prizes. First of all, you get 25 pies to take the place of those that you throw away.
Oh, boy, I like to eat.
And second, a beautiful evening wrap.
Woo!
Oh, boy, look at this beautiful evening wrap. Describe it to the folks. I don't know what it is.
Wow, it's red and velvet.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Miss Snow. Folks, a few hours ago, we received a wire from Duke University announcing that the winner of the $25 for the tastiest cookies sent to Donald Pickup, the freshman we interviewed 3 weeks ago. Well, the Home Economics Department of Duke wired us that their winning choice was Mrs. J. Wade of 704 Downer Street, Aurora, Illinois. Now, Bromo Seltzer's check for $25 is in the mail to Mrs. Wade, and the Duke freshmen send their sincere thanks to the hundreds of other ladies who were so kind in sending those thousands and thousands of good cookies. All right, Bill Bivens, how about it?
Fine, Parks, we're really in a hurry here. And here is the boy that's sort of the leading gentleman, one of the leading ones here on the campus of University of Tennessee, Foster Arnett. Where are you from, Foster?
I'm from Knoxville, sir.
And you're studying what here at the University?
I'm studying liberal arts pre-law course.
Well, look, they tell me you're quite a ladies' man here at the university, and that you go out of your way to get delicacies, that is, delicious foods and all. So we're going to give you a real combination of prizes. First, we're going to give you 5 books of theater tickets here to take all of your girlfriends to the movies. Next, we're going to give you some very delicious food. The only imported Limburger cheese here in Knoxville, Tennessee. 5 pounds of it. And a lovely portable radio to entertain all your friends with there. Thank you a lot, Foster. Wish we had more time. And goodbye.
Before Park gives the news on next week's show, just a brief message. Many headaches not only affect the head, but the nerves and stomach as well. This being the case, it's just good common sense to take a preparation which works on the head, nerves, and stomach all at the same time. Bromo Seltzer does just that. It not only relieves the pain of the headache itself, but helps calm nerves and settle upset stomach. So successful has Bromo Seltzer been in bringing prompt relief from headaches that over 100 million bottles have been sold the last 10 years alone. Proof of its grateful benefits. So next time you're suffering from a headache, take Bromo Seltzer. You can try it for as little as 10 cents. Compare its action with any preparations you've ever used. See what a difference it makes when you fight headaches, miseries, 3 ways at the same time.
And folks, next week we've got a grand show lined up. We'll be broadcasting from an airplane hangar at Maxwell Field, Montgomery, Alabama. We'll meet hundreds of American and RAF flyers in a really red-hot aviation show. And now, as we leave the University of Tennessee, the entire student body sings Alma Mater.
Lowell Blanchard speaking for Bromo Seltzer. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.